Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood digital detox guru. Ever feel like you're just scrolling through life, barely registering the people around you? You know that feeling when you're in a conversation, but your mind's already drafting that witty reply on Instagram or planning what to have for dinner. Well, you're not alone. We live in a world that constantly bombards us with information and distractions, making it harder than ever to truly connect with the people around us. But guess what? There's a way out of this digital haze, and it starts with mindful communication. Today, we're diving deep into how to stay present and engaged in conversations, even when our thumbs are itching for that next notification. Now, before you groan and think, another self-help podcast, trust me on this one. Mindful communication isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about making small, intentional shifts in how we interact with others. And these shifts can have a huge impact. Think about it. When you're truly present in a conversation, you build stronger connections, understand people better, and even feel more fulfilled yourself. Pretty cool, right? So let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you level up your communication game. First things first, be fully present. Sounds obvious, but it's easier said than done. Put that phone away, close those tabs, and give the person in front of you your undivided attention. When you make eye contact, nod along, and actively listen, you're sending a powerful message. I value what you have to say. Remember, communication is a two-way street, and showing genuine interest goes a long way. Next up, practice active listening. This means more than just hearing the words. It's about truly understanding the speaker's message. Pay attention to their tone, body language, and emotions. Ask clarifying questions to ensure you're on the same page. Think of it like being a detective. Gather all the clues, analyze them carefully, and then respond thoughtfully. Third, resist the urge to interrupt. We've all been there, our brain jumps ahead, formulating the perfect comeback before the other person even finishes their sentence. But interrupting can make people feel unheard and disrespected. Take a deep breath, wait your turn, and let them finish their thoughts. Trust me, the wait will be worth it. Now, be mindful of your own communication style. Are you a talker or a listener? Are you direct or more reserved? Understanding your tendencies helps you communicate more effectively with others. If you're naturally chatty, make an effort to give space for others to share. If you prefer to listen, find ways to show your engagement, nod, make eye contact, and offer verbal cues like, I see, or, tell me more. Finally, remember that communication is a journey, not a destination. We all have moments where we fall short, but the key is to keep practicing. Be patient with yourself, be open to feedback, and always strive to connect with others in a genuine and meaningful way. Okay. Let's bring this into the real world. Imagine you're at dinner with friends, catching up after a long week. You're scrolling through your phone, half-heartedly responding to texts, and missing out on the laughter and stories around you. Suddenly, your friend shares something really personal, but you're too caught up in your digital world to truly listen. That missed connection can sting, right? Now imagine this. You put your phone down, make eye contact, and fully engage with your friends. You ask thoughtful questions, share your own experiences, and laugh together. That's the power of mindful communication. It creates real connections that enrich our lives. So remember, every conversation is an opportunity to connect, learn, and grow. By practicing these 5 key takeaways, you can cultivate more meaningful relationships and make the most of every interaction. Ready to level up your communication game? Start by putting down your phone and engaging fully in your next conversation. You might be surprised at the difference it makes. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little digital detox inspiration, and leave a review if you enjoyed it. We'll catch you on the flip side for another dose of digital minimalism.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.